啊，最近的读经进度呢？进入到历代志上。
According to our Bible reading schedule, we are reading the book of First Chronicles.
那历代志跟列王记不同地方就是历代志上下就是比较以犹太人的观点来写的。
And the differences between the book of Chronicles and Kings are that in the first and second Chronicles, they were written from the perspective of the Jews.
那列王记上下就比较偏重历史。
And in the book of first and second Kings, they are more from the perspective of history.
那在历代志上下就再加上这个神学的意义。
And so in 1st and 2nd Chronicles, there are also some theological meaning in it.
所以历代志上前面的部分呢，一直讨论到家谱。
And in the first part of 1st Chronicles, to talk about the genealogy.
当然家谱对我们来说我们的习惯并不很重视家谱。
And we usually don't look at genealogy very closely.
但是犹太人他们很重视家谱。
But for the Jews, they would study it very closely.
那假如不重视家谱的话到了新约时代，主耶稣的时代主耶稣也不会被称为大卫的子孙。
And if they do not put such importance on genealogy, when Jesus came, they would not call him the son of David.
因为假如不重视家谱的话，那谈到耶稣基督是大卫的子孙就没有什么意义。
If they did not think genealogy is important, then there's no meaning or there's no reason to talk about how Jesus is the descendants of David.
因此要花了很多的篇幅来讨论家谱。
And so they use a lot of chapters to talk about genealogy.
那家谱以后紧接着就是在谈到扫罗王的失败。
And after they talk about genealogy, they talk about the failure of King Saul.
所以在撒母耳记上下就是在讨论两个王两个祭司。
In the book of 1st and 2nd Samuel, you talk about two prophets, two priests, as well as two kings.
那也就是两个祭司的兴跟落
And the rise and the fall of the two priests.
就是以利祭司的失败。还有撒母耳祭司的兴起。
And so the failure of a priest Eli and also the rise of the priest Samuel.
同时也谈到这个扫罗王的失败，还有大卫的兴起。
And also the failure of Saul and the rising of David.
那扫罗王的失败在历代之上有一个很好的注解。
And in First Chronicles, it has a very good conclusion on the failure of Saul.
所以我们为什么说历代志上下就是给这作者再加上一个神学的意义来教导大家。
And that's why we say that in the book of First and Second Chronicles, the author is using these books to and he incorporated theological meaning to it and serve as a teaching to us.
虽然在撒母耳记上也谈到很多关于扫罗王的故事。
And even though in the book of 1 Samuel it already talked about the story of King Saul.
但是历代志上就做一个总结，他为什么失败？因为他没有求问神。
And but in 1 Chronicles it make a conclusion that the reason why King Saul failed is because he did not submit to God.
相反的，他只求问交鬼的人。
And he did not inquire of the Lord, he only inquired of the sorcerers.
所以他的失败就是那么的简单。
So the reason for his failure is just that simple.
所以神就让他失败了。
So God let him fail.
因为他把神放在背后。
Because he put God at the back.
那是神兴起扫罗王的。神兴起扫罗王
And God was the one who raised King Saul.
结果现在扫罗王竟然不理会神也不去求问神。
But now, King Saul had completely disregarded God and did not even ask of him.
所以神在怒中就把扫罗王废了。
So in his wrath, God had to depose him.
就兴起大卫王。
And so then he had, and then he rose King David.
那圣经说啊，大卫王是合神心意的人。
And the Bible called David the man after God's heart.
啊，这一句话很重要。
And this is a very important words.
因此，大卫的兴起啊，跟神的国度啊，就有很直接的相关联。
So the rising of David and the kingdom of God has a very close relationship.
那我们知道大卫他是一位牧羊人呢、啊。
And we know that David was just a shepherd.
那他的父亲呢、啊，不是很有钱，只是几头羊啊，让他去管理。
His father wasn't very wealthy, but he owns a few flocks of sheep for him to tend. To attend.
那当然，他也学了很多牧羊的技巧，他也观察羊群的情况。
And so he also had very skillful in shepherding, and he also know how to watch the situation of his sheep.
那因为牧羊的关系呀、啊，所以羊在吃草的时候，他就没事做。
And so when he tended the sheep, when the sheep was grassing, he did not have anything to do.
那没事做的话要怎么办呢
？So what should he do then?
啊，他不是滑手机。
He didn't look at his smartphone.
啊，他没事做，就拿个琴哈、啊，就在那里弹琴啊。
And since he didn't have anything else to do, he sat there and played his musical instrument.
啊，所以他弹琴的技术啊非常好。
So he plays very well.
因此就被引接到扫罗王的面前来为扫罗王服务。
And so he was actually invited to play for the king, for King Saul, and serve the king.
啊，既然他被一个扫罗王的臣啊大臣来引荐的话，那可见他的弹琴的技术啊相当好。
And since he was invited by a high official from King Saul's court, that means that his skill in playing it was very good.
假如他当时只顾着滑手机的话，那当然他就没有不会被引进到王的面前了。
If all he does at the time was playing with his smartphone, he probably wouldn't get invited to come serve the king.
那有些时候他还是回到他的父亲那里呀，帮他牧羊。
But sometimes he would still go back to his father's place and help him tend to sheep.
那有一次有个机会呢，啊，他就大展才华。
And there was also one opportunity where he can show off his talent.
他在牧羊时啊，没事做的时候，除了弹琴以外呢，他又用那个弹弓哈，弹小鸟啊，等那个鸟飞过去以后呢，哇，他很准哦，一啪就马上打中小鸟。
So aside from playing his musical instruments, he also during his spare time tending the sheep, he would play with his sling.
So this is 立下他以后哈、啊、要打败巨人哥利亚的这种基础啊。
And so that was the basis for his skill that he used to defeat Goliath.
啊，所以我们现在有时间的话，不要只是滑手机呀。
And so now, if you have spare time, don't just look at your cell phone.
我们要做一些正经的事，要学习一些比较好的技能啊，可以学习啊，多多看圣经啊，学习一些语文啊，学习一些比较啊对身心有帮助的。
And but we must spend our time learning about something, maybe reading more about the Bible or learning new languages or things that are helpful.
那姐妹的话可以学插花。
And if sisters, perhaps you can learn how to arrange flower.
啊，假如今天那个插花的姐妹啊，只是顾着滑手机啊，她就不会插那么漂亮的花。
If the sister who arranged this flower today only serve on her phone all day, she wouldn't have the skills to arrange such beautiful flower.
啊，所以我们学一些才艺的话，那以后总是会用得上的，尤其在服侍神的方面。
And so if we have learned some skill, then we would one day need to use this, especially in serving God.
那因为大卫他击败那个巨人哥利亚。
And because David had defeated giant Goliath.
那扫罗王呢，就派他哈作为战士长。
And so Saul appointed him as the leader of his army.
那圣经怎么形容当时的大卫呢
？And how did Bible describe David at that time？
啊，请看《撒母耳记上》18章第5节。
Let's turn to 1 Samuel chapter 18.
撒母耳记上十八章第五节。
First Samuel 18, first,
第五节。
Verse 5.
撒母耳记上十八章的第五节。
First Samuel 18, verse 5.
扫罗无论差遣大卫往何处去，他都做事精明。那扫罗就立他做战士长，众百姓和扫罗的臣仆啊，无不喜悦啊。所以当时记载大卫他很有才华。
And so here it mentioned David was very talented.
哦，做事很精明，很聪明啊。
And he was also very intelligent and wise.
啊，他很会计划。
He know how to plan.
所以到这个地方。啊，为止好像大卫他步步高升。
And so here we can see that David is actually climbing up the ladder.
啊，你看他还打死哥利亚呢。
He even he even killed Goliath.
啊，他还很会弹琴。
And he know how to play harps.
哦，他这个弹弓的技术也相当好。
And he also is very good in using his sling.
啊，好像我们所经常所说这个神射手啊，这个射箭很准。
And in today's term, we say that he was a very good sniper.
哦，我们说他步步高升了，对不对
？So we can see that he is moving upward.
哦，所以我们现在暂时啊，听一下，暂时为大卫王来高兴，来庆贺。
And so now let's stop and let's celebrate for King David.
啊，可是呢，没有想到苦难啊，就是他从这一场啊，从这一场他的胜利开始的。
But little did he know that his sufferings actually come from this victory.
啊，因为他击败那个巨人哥利亚。
Because he defeated the giant Goliath.
那很多妇女跟我们一样都在庆贺他啊啊击败哥利亚。
So a lot of women praise him and then and celebrated that he defeated Goliath.
那为国家民族带来一场空前的大胜利。
And he had brought to his kingdom a great victory.
啊，可是没有想到他的苦难啊，就从那个时候开始。
But little did he know that his suffering started there.
因为从那个时候开始啊，扫罗王就要追杀他。
Because from that time on, Saul was trying to kill him.
因为扫罗他受不了这种众人只是称赞大卫。
Because Saul could not take that the people only praised David.
啊，把他这个王呢，扫罗王就放在一旁了。
And they seems to put King Saul, their king aside.
那、啊、所以他很不高兴，他就开始嫉妒大卫。
So he was not happy about it, and he was very jealous of David.
啊、他就好像神经错乱了啊。
And so he's he had a mental breakdown.
啊，一看到大卫就很讨厌。
And he really hated David.
啊，不但讨厌，而且啊，经常用那个长枪想要刺死大卫。
And he also tried to use spears to try to kill him.
所以大卫就开始过了他一个逃难的生活。
And so David have to run away and started his life as a refugee.
那从圣经里头的记载啊，他在逃难的时候啊，好像是到处碰壁哎。
And so according to the recording in the Bible, on his way as being of running away from Saul, David have hit so many walls.
以前的成功，以前的胜利呢，并没有带给他什么好处。
And the victories he had before did not help him and did not bring him any good,
灾难,
but rather bring him a lot of these disasters.
在逃难还是到处碰壁啊。
And even when he was running away, he still encountered many difficulties.
那我们看他的在逃难过程当中，他先逃到自己的家。
And so we see that first he ran away to his own home.
他的太太啊，也不能够保护他了。
But his wife could not shelter him either.
因为扫罗的那个军队哈还是追来。
Because Saul's army is chasing after him.
啊，甚至于要把整个床啊都抬到扫罗王的面前呢。
They wanted even to bring the whole bed to in front of King Saul.
那后来他就逃到他的老师啊，这个撒母耳那里呀。
And next, he wanted to flee to his teacher Samuel.
那撒母耳还是不能够保护他。
And Samuel also could not shelter him.
后来又跑到他的知心的朋友约拿单那里。
And later on, he ran to his good friend Jonathan.
也是不能够保护他。
But still, he could not save him either.
后来又逃到祭司那里。
Then he went to the high priest.
啊，祭司也不能够保护他。
And he, they could not save him.
后来呢，没办法，就逃到外国了。
And at least, he couldn't help it, but to ran out of the kingdom.
啊，跑到加特王亚吉那里。
He went to, he went to.
啊，当时没有这个引渡的条例呀、啊。没有引渡的条例 deportation.
Oh, there's he went out of his kingdom and to this other king, and there was no law for deportation at the time.
啊，不需要引渡他，就自己跑回来了，因为加特王也不喜欢他。
And so, but they did not need to deport him because David came back on his own because this other king didn't like him either.
所以我们看是不是到处碰壁呢？
And didn't can you see that he is like hitting the wall everywhere he went?
但是哈，但是其实那个时候他正在收集哈成功的因素。
But in actuality, he was actually collecting or actually piling up on his success.
所以表面上看来哈，他是到处碰壁，他是。不可能成功的。
On the surface, it seems like he is having difficulties everywhere he went, and there's no chance for him to success.
好，请看《哥林多后书》。
Let's turn to Second Corinthians.
哥林多后书第六章。
Second Corinthians chapter six.
第九节。
Verse nine.
《哥林多后书》第六章第九节。
Second Corinthians chapter six, verse nine.
啊，似乎啊，不为人所知啊，却是人所共知啊。似乎是要死，却是活着；似乎啊，是受责罚，却是不至于伤病的；似乎忧愁，却是常常快乐的；似乎是贫穷，却是叫许多人富足的；似乎一无所有，却是样样都有的。啊，所以当时的大卫王就像这样子。
And so verses 9 and 10 here describe what David was at the time.
他逃难的时候，没有人敢收留了。
And when he was running away, no one wants to keep him in their home.
啊，祭司亚比米勒收留他，结果他被扫罗王杀了。
And the priest Abimelech received him and keep him at his house, but yet he was later on killed by King Saul.
啊，就是念心同情大卫的人啊，他们也不管有什么动作，不敢有什么动作的。
And even if they sympathized with David and wanted to help him, but yet they couldn't, they could not dare to take action.
所以当时的环境啊，对于大卫是非常不利的。
And so the circumstance at the time was very unfavorable, to David.
因为大卫走到哪里啊，总是有人会偷偷去报告扫罗王说：“哎，大卫现在在哪里呀？你赶快派人去捉拿他。”
Wherever he went, there would be someone who will tell King Saul.Where he is, and then they will go and try to capture him.
啊，当时虽然没有那个闭路电视啊，但是很多那个眼线啊，啊，扫罗王有很多眼线。
And even though there's no security camera at the time, but King Saul had a lot of spies.
啊，虽然是在苦难当中啊。
And even though he was living in tribulation.
但是他却是在收集那个成功的要素啊。
But he was actually collecting all these factors to, for his success later.
啊，我们知道成功就是要了天时地利人和啊。
And we know that in order for you to success, you need all the help you can get.
所以圣经记载说，万事啊都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
And so the Bible said that all things works for those who love God.
所以那个时候，大卫就收集这些万事啊，收集很多的因素在一起啊，促使以后的成功啊。
And so at the time, David is collecting these all these things that will contribute to his success later on.
好，请看历代啊，历代志上。
Let's turn to First Chronicles.
十二章。
Verse 12.
历代志上十二章的二十二节。
First Chronicle chapter 12, verse 22.
二十二。
Verse 22.
那时天天有人来帮助大卫，以致成了大军啊，如神的军队一样。咱们看，很多人当时是也是逼迫大卫的。
And we see that there are a lot of people persecuted David at the time.
因为他们是站在扫罗王的那里呀。
Because they were on King Saul's side.
啊，现在扫罗王过世以后。
But now King Saul had passed away.
啊，那些人啊，就凭着良心啊，哦，来帮助大卫的。
And all these people, by their conscience, come to help David.
啊，圣经特别记载说，天天呢都有人来帮助大卫。
It says that day by day they come to help him.
所以当时犹太人、以色列人，他们就一致啊。心不可服的来永立啊大卫为王。
So the Israelites at the time full-heartedly support David as the king.
啊，但是让他记住啊，他的苦难的开始啊，是从异常的胜利开始的。
But we must remember that all his suffering started from that one victory.
我们看约瑟啊，也是一样啊。
Same thing with Joseph.
约瑟的苦难是从一件彩衣开始的。
And Joseph's suffering started from a colorful ephod.
当时要穿彩衣啊，不容易啊。
It's not it's easy to have an ephod or a colorful clothing at the time.
古代的人啊，就是穿的很素色，就是你白色是白色哈，灰色就是灰色，土色是土色，就是很单色的衣服。
And people at that ancient time, they usually wear a simple color cloth, and usually it is in either white or gray.
那穿当官的人呢，才能够穿彩色的衣服啊。
And only those that are in high status can wear colorful clothes.
啊，这个背景我们可以从清朝哈，我们古代那个清朝啊，就当官的人啊，他们所穿的衣服很漂亮，也是彩色的。
And if you look at one of the Chinese dynasty, the Qing dynasty, their high official also wear very colorful robe.
啊，一般的人啊，就是穿素色的衣服。
But the common people will only wear simple color and one color robe.
那那约瑟他很乖啊，又是他父亲在年老的时候才生他的。
And Joseph was a very good kid, and his father had him when he was in his advanced age.
他父亲特别疼爱他。
So his father really favored him a lot.
就做了一件彩衣给他穿上。
Make a colorful effort for him to wear.
啊，没想到啊，那件彩衣以后啊。
But he did not know that these effort later on.
啊，他的哥哥们就开始嫉妒他。
Was the cause of jealousy from all his other brothers.
后来逼迫他把他卖到外国去，把他卖到埃及去。
They sold him out to Egypt.
那埃及这个地方。对于他们来说是很陌生的地方啊。
And Egypt is a strange land.
那假设当时报失踪人口的话，也找不到，因为一般人没有这个埃及的概念，埃及在哪里不知道啊。
And they wouldn't even know where Egypt was at the time.
所以也不能够去找啊，就失踪了，人口失踪了。
And so he was just lost because they could not find him.
哦，这约瑟他就被卖，圣经说被卖为奴啊，为奴隶啊。
And the Bible said that he was sold as slave.
那我们看他的故事也是很可怜。
And we see that he's very pitiful as well.
啊，可是他还是要从其中当中呢，从其中呢来说起这成功的因素。
But he also from among the things he experienced, he is also collecting all his success factors.
哦，他到了埃及地以后。
When he arrived at Egypt.
哦，他就开始很认真的学习啊，这个埃及文呢。
And he studied very hard of the Egyptian language.
因为为奴的话，你至少要听得懂主人的话。
Because a slave, at the very least, you need to understand what your master order you.
啊，不然怎么去沟通啊
？Otherwise, how can you communicate?
所以他就开始学习这个埃及文。
So he learned the Egyptian language.
啊，经过几年训练以后，他的埃及文啊就很厉害的了。
After a few years, he was very good at it.
而且他所服侍的人啊，是当大官的。
And all the master he served are all high officials.
所以他说在里头呢，在学习到这个官场的文化。
And he also learned some skills in the when he was serving.
因为当大官的话，一定是很多大官的人呢进进出出啊。
And because there was because he served high officials, there's a lot of high officials going in and out of the house.
那有时候可能就要泡茶给他们喝啊，啊泡啊，当时还没有咖啡，不知道有没有咖啡不知道，就是泡咖啡啊给他们喝啊。
And so Joseph probably would have to serve all the drinks to these high officials.
啊，可能诶，啊听到他们的对话。
And he often had to listen to what they're saying.
那主人就提拔他来管理他所有的财产，还有所有的仆人。
And so his master let him manage his assets as well as all his servants.
所以他说有这个管理的技巧，他学习这个管理的技巧。
And so he learned some management skill.
后来他因为无辜的被他主人的妻子陷害啊。
And he was wrongly accused by his master's wife, and he was put in prison.
那对他人生来说啊，就好像是再次走入黑暗的深渊呢。
And for him, this is him once again heading towards a very dark path in his life. He was in prison.
哇，被关到监狱里头，他一定有机会接触到那些各地方的地痞流氓那个黑道分子。
And you can imagine in prison he probably met all these criminals and gangsters from all over the country.
所以他就很深刻的了解社会的黑暗的一面。
And so he get to know the dark side of society.
所以我们看这个就是促使他以后成功的因素了。
And so these also contribute to his success.
那他有机会碰到埃及的两位大官。
And he had a chance to met two high officials of the Egyptian government.
一位是膳长，一位是酒正。
One is the chief baker, the other one is the cupbearer.
那他有机会帮他们解梦。
And he was had the opportunity to interpret their dream.
所以我们看。这个黑暗的时期好像是一步一步走路，但是 有一个期限，现在呢就一步一步快要走出来了。
And so we see that even though he walked into the dark path or dark period of his life, but there is a time limit to this, and it seems like now he is starting to walking out of it.
最主要是在人生最黑暗的当中呢。
And most importantly, at the darkest point of your life,
在这条很长的黑暗隧道里头，
in these long tunnels of dark, of darkness,
他是边走边出来，
and he was walking away
from it. 但是在出来的时候，
it.
他同时捡了很多很重要的东西。
But while he was walking out of it, he also bring with him a lot of important things.
假如他出来以后，就是出来走出黑暗的隧道。
And if he were to walk out of that dark tunnel,
但是他仍然是两手空空的。
But he was empty-handed.
他还是什么都不懂啊。
He did not learn a thing.
但是也是不是啊。
But that was not the case.
在这场苦难当中，
in his suffering,
他边走就是边装东西啊。
He as he was walking through this dark path, he keep on collecting all these things.
边学习边收集那些以后成功的要素。
He learned and he is collecting all these success factors.
所以走出来以后他说有办法能够被埃及王提拔为宰相。
And so after he was out of prison, he then had the opportunity. To make it all the way as the prime minister of Egypt.
但是他苦难的开始就是从一件彩衣开始的。
But all his suffering started from an ephod.
那我们看约伯的苦难呢，是从丰衣足食开始的。丰衣足食就是他们很富有，他们很享受物质的生活。
For Job, his suffering comes from all his wealth.
我们看当时约伯他有很多的产业呢。
And Job had a lot of assets at the time.
他有很多的仆人。
He also owns a lot of servants.
从圣经看，从约伯记第一章里头可以看得出来他的子女好像都不用上班。
And from Job chapter 1, it seems like all his sons and daughters doesn't even have to work.
整天就是吃喝。
All they do is eat and drink all day.
今天到老到家里面吃吃喝。
They just take turn eating and drinking.
明天到二哥家里
That's all they do all day.
哇，就像轮流啊。
And they take turns holding the feast.
好像不用上班。
They don't seem to need to work.
所以你说是不是很舒服啊？
Isn't that a very comfortable life?
在物质上，他们真的是很舒服，要有很多的仆人来服侍。
They are not lacking in any material things, and they had a lot of servants to serve them.
那他的灾难，他的苦难，就是从那个时候开始的。
But all his suffering started there.
因为神要操练他们在信心上富足，不只是在这个物质上富足而已呀。
God wanted to train them so they're not only rich physically, but they would also rich spiritually.
哦，那保罗的苦难也是从信主开始的。
And Paul's suffering started from believing in Christ.
那大家想想，大家为什么要信主耶稣，要受洗呀？
Let us think about why do you come to believe in Christ and why do you need to get baptized?
那很多人受洗信耶稣的原因呢，就是因为很多困难艰难啊，自己不能够解决啊，信主以后啊，就得到帮助，得到解决了。
A lot of people came to believe in Christ because they have difficulties in their life that they do not know how to resolve, and so they came to believe and ask God to help them.
啊，所以一般人对于信主啊，总是有个期待。
And so some will have, most people have expectation out of believing in Christ.
啊，期待信主耶稣以后啊，生活能够改善。
They expect that after they believe in Christ, their life will get better.
啊，问题能够被解决。
That problems get solved.
啊，疾病能够得到医治。
Or their sickness was healed.
还是能够从忧郁症当中走出来。
Or they can get out of depression.
啊，总是有个期待。
They have some kind of expectation.
啊，我们看保罗呢。
And what about Paul?
保罗他信主以后。
After he believed in Christ.
啊，紧接着就是那逼迫就一直来呀。
All persecution came to him.
啊，所以苦难的开始，有些时候是从信主开始以后。
So sometimes sufferings started after believing in Christ.
所以圣经告诉我们呢，经历患难呢是很正常的事情啊。
And Bible tells us that going through sufferings and tribulation is common.
啊，请看彼得后书。
Let's turn to 2 Peter.
彼得前书，彼得前书。
First Peter.
彼得前书第四章十二节。
First Peter chapter 4 verse 12.
彼得前书第四章十二节。
First Peter chapter 4 verse 12.
亲爱的弟兄啊，有火炼的试验临到你们，不要以为奇怪啊，似乎是遭遇非常的事。十三节。倒要欢喜，因为你们是与基督一同受苦，使你们在他荣耀显现的时候，也可以欢喜快乐。那这里提到火炼的事情临到。
Here mentioned that you encounter fiery trial.
啊，当然火炼的事情临到，那大家都很不喜欢呢。
When it comes, nobody likes it.
因为是带来痛苦啊。
Because it brings suffering, pain.
但是圣经说啊，这个都是很正常的啦。
But Bible tells us this is very common.
啊，我们反而要喜欢啊。
We rather need to rejoice.
因为神的祝福啊，就隐藏在患难里头啊。
Because God's blessing is within these sufferings.
啊，所以我们看大卫的例子。
If we look at the example of David.
我们看约瑟的例子。
Or Joseph.
说神的祝福说是隐藏在患难里头。
God's blessings was hidden or within all their sufferings.
因为神自己有些时候也在住在这个苦难的荆棘里头啊。
Because God Himself sometimes lives in these thistles or thorns of sufferings.
所以圣经说啊，其实神是与我们一同受苦难。
And Bible tells us that God is actually suffering with us.
啊，最重要的是我们要有神的同在。
And most importantly, we need to have the abidance of God.
啊，所以我们看约瑟他经过那么多的苦难。
We see Joseph after he went through so much suffering.
神一直与他同在。
God was always with him.
大卫他也受了很多的苦难。
David also went through a lot of suffering.
神也是与他同在。
God was also with him.
我们还记得主耶稣啊，有一次跟他的门徒啊，在一条船上，小船上。
And we remember one time Jesus was on a boat with his disciples.
然后海中啊，突然起了大风浪啊。
And there was a big storm and wind going on in the middle of the sea.
这个时候门徒们都非常紧张。
And the disciples all very anxious.
但是谁在船上呢？
But who was on the boat with them?
他们好像忘记主耶稣在船上啊。
They forgot that the Lord Jesus was in the boat with them.
所以主耶稣就告诉他们啊，你们为什么会害怕呢？
So the Lord Jesus asked them, why are you afraid?
有我在啊。
I am here.
所以主耶稣就平静风浪。
And so the Lord quieted the wind and the waves.
因此我们活在世界上啊，患难总是会有的。
And when we are living in this world, we would bound to encounter difficulties.
所以有人说啊，没有患难就不叫做人生啊。
And some people might even say that if there's no suffering, that is not life.
没有患难，人生就要变成枯燥乏味，就不精彩了。
If without suffering, your life will be very bland and not as colorful.
但是最主要的就是要主耶稣的同在。
But what most importantly, we need to have the guidance of God in our life.
那我们就能够放心了。
Then we can rest assured.
所以我们要经历神的同在。
So we must experience the guidance of God.
所以保罗他说啊，他经历患难，但是神与他同在。
Paul said that he went through all these tribulations, but God was with him.
啊，他自己说他身上也有一根刺。
And he said he had a thorn within him.
我说大家不要看保罗好像是这个灵性非常的高。
And we see Paul as someone with a very good faith.
他会行神的启示。
With high spirituality, and he knew how to perform miracles. So he must have like free from problems in his life.
他的生活应该不会有什么麻烦，不会有什么艰难的。
He probably wouldn't encounter any difficulties or problems.
其实不是啊。
But that was not the case.
他身上有一根刺啊。
He had this thorn in him.
神故意留这根刺在他的身上。
And God let him have this thorn.
就是让他能够体验。苦难当中的胜利，苦难当中的恩典。
So that he can experience the victory and the blessing within his sufferings.
我们要记住啊，神的应许就以马内利的应许啊。
We must remember the promise of Emmanuel.
好，请看马太福音。
Let's turn to Matthew.
第一章。
Verse 1. Verse 21.
马太福音第一章二十一节。
Matthew chapter 1 verse 21。
他将要生一个儿子，你要给他起名叫耶稣啊，因他要将自己的百姓从罪恶里救出来。二十二。
22。
那这一切的事成就是要应验先知借的先要应验主借的先知所说的话。二十三节。
23。
说必有童女怀孕生子，人要称他的名为以马内利啊，那以马内利。翻出来就是神与我们同在，我说以马内利就是一个很重要的应许。
So Emmanuel here is a very important promise.
所以祝福啊是隐藏在苦难当中啊。
So blessings is sometimes hidden or in disguise within your sufferings.
成功是隐藏在失败当中。
And success was also within your failure.
因为啊。有这个以马内利的应许。
Because of these promise of Emmanuel.
我们已经提过这些古代的圣徒他们的经历。
And we have talked about the experiences of the ancient saints.
从他们经历看到我们现在的处境。
And from the experiences, we can look at our situation nowadays.
万一苦难来临。
If a suffering comes to you.
不要怕。
Do not be afraid.
我们一定要记住以马内利的应许。
We must remember the promise of Emmanuel.
要记住祝福就隐藏在患难当中。
We must remember that there are blessings within that suffering.
我们失败的也不要怕。
And even if we fail, do not be afraid.
不用怕被别人嘲笑。
We should not be afraid being laughed at.
因为他们不是神啊。
Because those people are not God.
成功就隐藏在失败当中。
And success was within our failures.
因为我们有以马内利的应许。
Because we have this promise of Emmanuel.
神与我们同在。
God is with us.
那我们下午再继续谈神的国度的彰显。
And in the afternoon, we'll continue to talk about the kingdom of God.
再唱诗。
Let's sing. Let us sing him.
482首.
482.